Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Good evening to everyone on tonight. I don't know about you all, but I'm so excited to see what the Father has in store for his people. I tell you, tonight I am a living testimony. Went through major warfare the last 2 days. Hallelujah. But I thank God that I'm a warrior. I thank God I'm a prophet and a prophetess, that you got to know how to go in the realm of the spirit, and you got to get instruction from God. How can I accomplish this warfare? Come on, somebody. When you go through major warfare uptight, you ain't got time to call nobody on the phone. All the things you trying to do is get into the presence of the Most High God. But I thank God I didn't fear, I didn't fret. I began to seek God for destruction afternoon. What shall I do? I mean, 2 days, I went through major uptight. Couldn't sleep. The nausea ate. Didn't have no strength in my body. I'm saying, what is coming from? I don't understand. But the Lord said, it's major warfare. It's a tight. It's witches and warlock. People are seeing all kind of spirits and demonic against you. But tonight, I'm a witness say that my warfare has been accomplished. Amen. There is a word of God of tonight. Let us go into prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence on tonight. Hallelujah. Speaking your face like never before on tonight. Father God, I ask the Holy Ghost that you are light of fire. Every caller, every listening tonight, God, I ask to open up their spirit. They might be and receive tonight. There will be dominant power. Ooh, Shabba. Hey, Hoba Shanda. My God, I feel the power of God right now. Hallelujah, Shande. Holy Ghost, have your way tonight, God. You say in your word, it ain't by your power, it ain't by your might, but it is by the spirit of the living God. Holy Ghost, you are with a worker in this place tonight. Have your way. I move myself all the way out of the way for you to get the glory. Whatever I say on tonight, God, you will get the glory. I do give honor to the Most High God. I give honor to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, my God, my Savior. He's my everything. I do honor Pastor E. Amen. The man that allowed the women to come forward. We have to give honor. What honor is due. Amen. So tonight, there is a word. You know, it's amazing how you can be on the phone with somebody and God will drop it down. Nuggets for heaven and say, this is what to speak on. Come on, somebody. If I was seeking God for the last couple of weeks, God, what would you have me to give to your people? And God didn't get me in, but I was on the phone this week talking with someone very dear to me. And God began to speak to me and say, this is your word. I said, what? And the word God gave me on tonight for women speak now. Whoever have an ear to hear, but the Spirit of the Lord is going to speak through his vessel. Come on, somebody. The word of the Lord tonight, God requires a lot from you and me. Uh-oh. God said in 2021, come on, somebody, God said he is requiring a lot from you and me. Uh-oh. Ooh. Y'all better get ready for this rain of word on tonight. So I begin to say, God, so you see, you requiring more of us? He said, yes, in 2021, it's going to take a requirement. Uh-oh. So, you know, when we apply for these jobs, we have to meet the qualification. Amen, somebody? So God said in 2021, he required more from you and me. So I said, okay, God. He said, tell them, first of all, I need dedication. I need them commitment. I need them be committed. Be faithfulness, trust. He said, I require 2021, all of you. Not half, not no one, not no 99. He said, I need all of you all in 2020. Come on, somebody. See, we require so much from God. But then God said, I'm going to flip this thing around. He said, tell the people on tonight, 3/18/2021, I said, not you. Come on, somebody. God said, I require a lot from you and me. So tonight, he said, what do you have to offer me? Woo! come on, somebody. See, we got to learn how to sacrifice a whole lot of things. Come on. What if I would have panicked the last 2 days of this major warfare? Come on, somebody. When the devil come to steal, kill, destroy, come on, somebody. When he came to take my mind, he began to send all kind of demons at me to attack my mind. But I said, God, I got to get home for my daughter's house, take me a shower. The Holy Ghost said, don't put nothing on your body. Anoint your body with the oil. And he said, now go get on your face. He said, it's time for you to pour out your prayer, master. It's time for you to go in like never before. You got the war. You got the labor. He said, you got to go in. She ain't had time to make no phone call. Come on, somebody. When it's necessary. I had to get into the presence of the Most High God. So God said, Lisa, oh my God, won't try that. In 3:18:20:21, I require you to get in my presence. I require for you to get on your face. Come on, somebody, naked and out of shame. I require for you to call on me. Ooh, Jesus. I begin you to seek me like never before. I begin you to worship me. You got to go into major warfare. Come on, Oh, God, my God. You got to go into major warfare. You got to cancel the assignment, the principality, the wickedness, the witches, the ruler, the Jezebel. Woo, Shama, who she key on my shoulder. See, my God, I ain't have time to pray. I had to go in. So God said, today a requirement of you, Lisa. Pull out your prayer mantle. He said, yeah, you've been praying, you've been laying on it, but now I need you to go right. Like you used to do when you pray, you cover yourself. My God. He said, that's why you've been going through warfare. He said, because you've been uncovered. Jesus. My God. I didn't understand, but he said, you've been uncovered. You've been uncovered. He said, you ain't been covering yourself in your mantle. Oh, my Shanta. That's why your attacks came. I said, oh, my God. So he said, now, a requirement of you every time you pray, you got to put that prayer mantle on, you got to cover yourself, you got to get on your face, and you got to go in. Great anointing, greater prophetic, greater posterior prophetic mantle, greater faith. But he said you cook for this. He said, you're a warrior, you're an intercessor, you're a prophet, you know how to go in, you know how to intercede, you got to go into the inner court, come on, you got to go all the way in, Dora. I began to say, God, purge me, God. Therefore, no, I said, God, I need you to purge me. He began to purge me. I went in the bathroom. I began to call for, began to spin up. While I spin up, I'm still praising and worship God. Because how this enemy, it had to come out of me. Woo, my praise is necessary. Oh, my God. So tonight, God said, tell my people, I require a lot from you and me in 2021. A great sacrifice. He said, how desperate are you to get your miracle, your breakthrough, what you've been waiting on? He said, it's lying a dormant. Come on, somebody. The word is even not in thy belly. Open up your mouth and decree and declare, God, whatever you require of me, 2021, I give you all of me. Come on, somebody. It ain't about who going to follow you. It ain't about who want to hear you, who going to support you. Long as you know you got your Jehovah Jireh, your Elshad, your provider, God told Emmanuel, I'm with you. My God. He said, trust, require, demand, requirement, a thing is needed, I want it. It's 8 words for requirement. Are you ready for these 8 words? The first word, I got a scripture. I know what I'm doing. The first word is condition. Condition. So you're telling me, God, I got condition my heart, my mind, my spirit, my soul. Yes, baby, you got a condition. Come on, somebody. And the second word, God is saying, demand. I demand you to pray. I demand you to fast. I demand you to seek me. I demand you give up something. I demand you to require more of me. We want all this anointing, all that prophetic, all the this and that. But he said, what are you requiring? It's going to cost you. In 2021, let me tell you something right now. But wait, it's going to cost you something. We can't do what we want to do. You can't say what you want to say. You can't go where you want to go. You can't be around in front of people because they're going to terminate your prophetic anointing. Come on, somebody. In 2021, you got to watch your baby. Uh-oh. Don't have a miscarriage. Don't have a premature. Don't abort your baby. Mm-mm. It's almost time to push. Ooh, my God. But he's a requirement. I'm requiring something. And the third one is assume. The fourth one, must. You must. I must require something from you and me. This word is from me first. Come on, come on. I'm the first partaker. Then I get a witness. Amen, somebody. And then you go down to condition again. And then six L's. Now five say it must have requirement. Uh-oh. Six say it's necessary. Ah, what you saying? It's necessary, baby, that you got to get into the presence of the Most High. Let me tell you something. The enemy know when we don't slip, we don't dip. Come on. He know when we ain't reading our word, when we're pressing, God. That's why God allowed the attacks to come, because he said you empty. Uh-oh. When the enemy come, attack you and me, do we got the word in us to fight back the enemy? Do we got the spirit in them? Fight by the enemy? Can you requirement the word of God when he come? Uh-oh. He said he coming in a mighty rushing wind. What did the enemy come to do? Steal, kill, and destroy. Three things. That's why it's so important that we fast, we pray, we seek God. You never know when God's going to send the attacks. I didn't understand why I was going through my body, just like I'm being prayed them. No, I said, hey, I ain't got no script. Come on, somebody. I'm like, why? I ain't got no script. I just bought me a Red Bull. God, that's going to help me. That didn't help me. It even tastes good. I'm like, ooh. God said, see, baby, what you need is that Red Bull going to do you no good. He said, I require you to get on your face. I'm required you put your prayer master back on. I'm required for you to put oil in your body. No lotion. Come on, somebody. Nothing but the oil. Because I got to put the oil back in you. Uh-oh. Tonight, it's leaking. Uh-oh. Your vessel, your lamp is leaking. That's why God sometimes he give us instructions what we need to do to get back into that plane. Come on, somebody. And also requirement is something that is mandatory but necessary. Ooh, my God. Now we finna get into the word. St. Luke 12 and 20. God required us to give up. Uh-oh. See, some of us tonight, you don't want to give up something. You want to give up somebody. Come on, the Bible says, right? Who has hindered you? That's what the word of God says. Either three things, person, place, or thing. It might be all three. Check yourself. Let's do a road check. Uh-oh. Say, what has I allowed to hinder me? God requires more of me, but I found myself not walking in obedience. I found myself doing the thing I should be doing instead of requirement. God said, I require you. I require you to pray three times a day. I require you to fast. I require you to be solid. But do we always obey God? Let's be real. No, we don't. Let's get into the word. St. Luke 12 and 20. But God said, oh, Jesus is speaking tonight, y'all. But God said unto him, thy food this night, thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Uh-oh. So he says tonight, 3:18, 2021, come on, somebody. 3:18, 2021, 8:19 p.m., the Holy Ghost says 6 p.m. California time. Come on, somebody. 6 p.m. Florida. Come on, somebody. 7 p.m. Georgia time. God said tonight, tonight, I require of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? See, Jesus says, I already provided for them. But tell them, I'm requiring something of them. Woo! See, count the cost. He said, yes, I'm requiring. I provided for them. But there's something that I'm asking tonight. I'm requiring more of them. Tonight, some of us need to die. To flesh the things we shouldn't be doing. Come on, somebody. Come on, we need to die to food. We need to die to different things on TV. Got to be careful what you entertain, what you watch on TV, what you allow to go into your spirit. I'm a witness today. What if I had not seen no goodness in the land, I would have fainted. Oh, my God. Come on, somebody. See, look at this. God will test you and me, see where we at. See, I ain't had time to call the bishop, the apostle, the prophet, Pastor E. Mr. Terry. See, God, this will be between you and me today, baby. He said, you got to go in for yourself. See, God said, I will equip you for warfare, but how do you know that you're going to conquer the warfare if you're not willing to go through? Ooh, my God, major warfare, it ain't no joke. I'm telling you right now, it ain't no joke. But God said, today, you ain't going to call nobody to pray for you. He said, I'm going to need you to go back like you used to do. Woo! See, sometimes, you know, we slip away for putting the prayer mantle over us, and we want to lay on the prayer mantle. The Holy Ghost said, see, that's why the type's been coming, because you ain't been putting the prayer mantle on. So what you're saying, he said, you ain't been covering yourself. That's why the type's came. But to God, for this night forward, I'm going to put the prayer mantle on. If I pray in service, whatever I do, I'm going to have the prayer mantle on. He said, the prayer mantle, he said, that's your covering. Why I allow you to get a prayer mantle if you're going to just lay it in your prayer room on the floor? He said, when you get off the floor, the prayer mantle is still on the floor. Uh-oh. That's why the attacks came. Come on, somebody. But God said tonight, I'm requiring. Uh-oh. He said, I'm requiring something for everyone tonight. He said, that's what he said in his word. He's a God that cannot lie. And then he said, God requires us to give up our lives to him by dying. Uh-oh. Some of us don't want to die. Oh, I don't die at one time. I ain't going to die like yesterday. You got to die some more. Because the Bible said, walk in the spirit, you're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's why you don't come for these demons, these witches, these warlocks, these chesmen, Ahab, come on, somebody. They tear you behind them because you're not dead. He said, unless a seed go into the ground and die, it cannot perform a harvest. Now, the word of the Lord say, one plant, one word of God. You can't let anybody put your seed in the ground. You can't let anybody put no water on your seed. I'm helping you tonight. Come on, somebody. See, when you come together as one tonight, I'm planning some things. Now, somebody got to come right behind me, and you got to water this seed. See, the seed got to come in to get water. It got to get sunlight. It got to get nuts so it can grow. Oh, my God. Why should I do all everything? Then you want to say, oh, I was part of it. But where was you at? Tonight, I said one plant, one water. God get the increase. So let's increase together. Can I get a witness from my age? God required us to give up our lives to him by dying. This very night, your soul is requiring of you. Everyone to whom much was given of us must be required. And from him to whom they entrust much, they will. Ooh. Let's go over here to Romans. Let's see what Romans got to say tonight about us. Still, God say, I'm still required. Or tell them, I'm still required. Mm-hmm. Let's go see what's Romans 8 and verse 4 say, Now, this is good right here. 8 and 4 say, Romans 8 and 4, amen, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So, if you want anything from God, you got to walk in the spirit. Didn't the Bible say no good thing? No flesh shall glorify my sight. And I hear God say, even seeing saints in God in nostrils. But let's go to Romans 13 and 8. Amen. Romans 13 and 8. It said, oh, no man anything but to love one another. But he that loveth, contains the love in spite of. I don't know what Pastor E said. But I still got love, Pastor E. Yes, he cut me with the word. My flesh didn't like it. But my spirit said, yield. 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 Yield, Lisa. Yield, Lisa. He tell you the truth. Come on, somebody. He said, for a love it, another has fulfilled the law. owe no man anything but to love one another. Baby, you might not like me. Come on, somebody. But you got to love me. Come on. He said, you ain't got to like Lisa, but you got to love her. God said he required that. It's in the word. Romans 13:8. Oh, no man. Anything but to love one another. How can you say it's hard to love when Jesus loved you with your nasty self? Come on, somebody. We all sinners saved by grace tonight. Don't thank you so high and mighty. Come on. Don't forget where you came from. Woo. Ah, see, some of us, we don't got up above and we think we ought to be in debt. But tonight, God said, humble yourself down for the mighty hands of God. He said, you better humble yourself down. Because you want me to humble you down. See, we can't just show high and mighty. And we got to remember, God said, I don't care who you, the apostle, the bishop, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher, the minister, the overseer, God still requirement of something from you. See, and the leader, the head leader, who is the head of the Christ, that's who God's going to get first. Because from the leader, let people do anything, anybody of Christ, because they pay you a little bit more often, give them more tithes, give them your little seed. Come on, somebody, pay your utility bill, put gas in your car, and you allow everything to go on. God said judgment must begin where? In the house of God first. So don't get it twisted. Oh, God, don't get the son of mine. He said judgment must begin first in the house of God. That's why we got to be careful who you put our mouth on. Uh-oh. Come on, somebody. Tonight, God said, I'm doing a road check. He said, tonight, it's necessary. I'm requirement some things from the body of Christ tonight. Uh-oh. He said, some things you got to do. Some things you got to give up, let go. You got to cut people out of your life. See, some people hinder us for going forward in the kingdom of God. We allow them to hinder us. We can't get mad at them. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, come out from beyond them and be you separate. Then the Bible says, dark and light have no fellowship. Now, we never got some family members that's not saved. Now, we got to go around them. He said, well, we do it quickly. You can't be sitting around them, Terry, and doing all the kind of stuff with them. Because after a while, you might want to find and play your favorite song, and it might bring back a memory, and you'll find yourself on the floor, dancing. Because guess what? That used to be your song. So the enemy know how to get us. Come on, somebody. See, we got to be careful. That's why he says, yeah, we can go around our family because we want to win them to cry. But how you going to win your family to cry if you're doing everything with them? It ain't going to work. Come on, somebody. My family will know. I don't buy beer. I don't buy cigarettes. I don't buy liquor. I don't buy none of that kind of stuff. They don't even ask me because they know it ain't happening. Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to take you to buy it. I'll take you to buy it. I am partaking in what you're doing. Come on, somebody. So you got to come out for my mom, then. Be ye, says the Lord. Amen. Fulfillment, the requirements of the law. Refer to a life, a real law for people we owe no one but to love them. He said he does not do the work of the Lord. He said it's not of me. Amen. So what you saying, God said, if you're not doing the work of me, how can you call on my name? How can you say, God, I love you? He said, but you are not fulfilled the requirement. See, excuses were nailed at the cross. Come on, somebody. When you down on the cross, did he say it was finished? Oh, come on, somebody. So he said, all the excuses is at the cross. People need to stop saying, And the main thing we want to say, but. Ain't no but no more. Ain't no more but no more. God said, I don't allow you to cross over into March. March is almost going to be over with. And some of us still stuck. Some of us still not walking in total obedience unto God because we want to blame everybody else. But he said, look in the mirror at your own self. And he said, who has hindered you? You got to say, I hindered my own. So come on, somebody. Can't nobody do nothing to us unless we allow them to do it to us. We got to stop blaming on the devil. Some of us give the devil too much credit. to a throne and stop saying, oh, the devil. That God said the devil got to go to God and get permission to bother you and me. Now, check that out. See, God already know. He know, like I said earlier, he know right where we at right now. See, he already know. What if I, this afternoon, ignore the voice of God, I ain't going home and take no shower and put no oil on me and get on my face and put my prep on. I need a Christmas. I'm going to eat for God. When you get home, I need you to take a shower. And he said, don't cut no lights on in the shower. Keep the lights out. He said, I'm going to be the light. And he said, I need you to take a bath, get in the shower quickly, dry yourself out, put the oil on your body. He said, open up your mouth and put oil in your tongue 3 times. And I asked him why. I don't want to know if I got to get delivered. I got to get set free. I got to get delivered. I got to get healed. I need to be purged. I need to be washed. So God, I said, whatever you require of me today, I'm going to do it. Come on, somebody. Ain't no phone call. Ain't no distraction. Because I've got to get in the presence of the Most High God. I've got to get into the wholeness of holiness. I've got to get in the inner court. I want to get in God's faith. I want him to know, here I am, God. Here I am. Yes, I'm your daughter. First of all, we got to repent for being disobedient. We know God has told us to do a certain thing. We ain't did it. Come on. That's why you're going through pure hell. Obedience is starting to sacrifice. That was the word of God. And then God say, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. His sorrows will be willing, but we want to be obedient. We want to be obedient, but we won't be willing. Got to do it together. Come on, somebody. See, you can't preach nothing if you ain't experiment. You can't tell me about warfare. If I had to go through what I went through the last 2 days, didn't understand why the major attack was coming from, but when I got in the presence, began to worship God, began to enter in, began to open up my mouth, decree and declare, began to wave before God, began to travail. Come on, somebody. See, I had to keep travailing. I should have kept pushing until the water broke. Oh, my God. When the water broke, my God, hey, when the water broke, you never came. Ooh, time. My mama was Sunday. Ooh, God, my God. I was there. See, I was desperate today to get a breakthrough. See, God will test you and me to see where we at. Oh, I'm a prophet. I'm a pastor. I'm a apostle. I'm a bishop. And you can't go through nothing. Come on, somebody. Come on. You about to faint? Throw in the towel? You about to panic? You about to lose your mind? Come on, somebody. You want to get it going, guru? I need to find somebody to get this stuff off of me. The Holy Ghost said, no, baby. Can't nobody help you. It's a one-on-one. I'm about to holler right here now. The Holy Ghost said, it's a one-on-one. It's between you and me now. Can't nobody help you. Can nobody come to your rescue? Can't nobody say nothing to you? The Holy Ghost said, what you call Bishop? What you call Minister Terry? Call Pastor E. Call your sister-in-law. He just said, call kind of people coming out of the Holy Ghost said, no, baby. They can't help you. If you call them, they're going to answer the phone. Because you know what? I'm requiring you today. Today, you shall be with me in paradise. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. Let me tell you something. I'm so glad I was obedient. I didn't panic, go through my emotion, go through my feelings, but I went in. When I went in, I was on that floor in my bedroom. I began to travail. I began to scream. I began to holler. I began to holler. And then the water began to break. Woo, shakoko dia my shelter. When the water break, deliverance came. Woo, my God. I filled the room. I had to run in the bathroom. Began to call for and purge and purge and purge and purge. Lord, all I say, still calling on Jesus. Come on, somebody. I said, God, I ain't coming off the floor. Till I get everything out of me. Until I know that I've been delivered from the hand of the enemy, which is in the warlock. Come. See, come on, Shanta. See, the enemy ain't going to come by himself. He's going to bring a force. But she calm. to steal, kill, destroy. And he come to take our mind, the battles in the mind. I didn't have time, had no Peter Parker. I didn't have time to call nobody on the phone. I don't have time for this right now. I got to help me get home. Drive her home sick, nausea. Oh, God, I need to stop. Give me some saltine cracker. Oh, God, I need to go get a ginger ale. All in my mind. But Holy Ghost said, keep driving. Keep driving, Lisa. I'm going to give you the strength. When you get home, go in your house quickly. He said, jump in the shower. Go cut the light on. Jump in the shower. He said, I'm going to instruct you. Today, you're going to get your breakthrough. Today, what you've been going through, it's going to be coming off of you. Because he said some witches don't got together. They're not playing their plot to take your life. Because they know you too close to your destiny. Ah, oh my God. See, we might not feel our purpose, our destiny. So the enemy say, I got to cripple them. Oh, Baba Boshiki. How can he cripple us? He put fear. Oh my God. Fear, panic, emotion. Let me tell you something. We ain't got time for that, thanks to God. Tonight, God said, I'm requiring men. I'm requiring some things for my people on tonight on this line. He said, tell them it's mandatory. It's necessary for them to get into my presence. My God. We need to go back to the altar like we used to do. We should get on the altar. Call on the name of Jesus. We're going to live on the altar until we feel the power, the glory come down, the fire come down. He said, my people, they don't like it. They don't want to go to the altar no more. Because you know what? They are afraid. People are going to say, oh, she must don't sin. He must don't sin. But God, because tonight is mandatory. It's necessary. But you must return back to the altar. Not on a Sunday, not on a Wednesday. He said, you need to have an altar in your home, in your apartment. Whatever you do, you're just weather play. I need you to build me an altar. I need you to get right into the place where you used to, when you first met me, how you were so in love with me. You remember when we first got saved, how we were so on fire for God. We had a zeal for God. He said, what happened? Who have you allowed and let hinder you? Get your fire bite. Get your seal bite. Come on, somebody. Get back into that place where God needs you to get. I don't know about you all. From now on, when I pray, the matter, my prayer show, I'm going to cover myself. And God say, we know you've been going through the mud, your warfare. You've been uncovered. Woo! I didn't know y'all. I didn't know I was uncovered. I put on the whole armor of God. Oh, I plead the blood. I apply the blood. A bloodline covering around me in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost, all that is good. But you're still uncovered. Woo! Ah! My God, but how many know obedience is better than sacrifice? I got one more scripture. I'm almost done. I don't know about y'all, but I'm living burning up. I'm burning up, y'all. I promise you. It's the Holy Ghost. It ain't no flesh. I promise you that. It ain't no hot, ain't no hormone. It's the Holy Ghost fire. Come on, somebody. Isaiah 59:2. Uh-oh. Prophet Isaiah 59:2. Bet your iniquities, uh-oh, y'all ain't read this right here. That's for EJ, ain't ready. Uh-oh, somebody finna get upset right here. Isaiah 59:2, this is what the word of the Lord says. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Ooh, y'all better repent tonight. You better ask the Holy Ghost to have mercy on you tonight. He said, but your iniquity, I ask, more than one. Uh-oh. Ooh. But your iniquity has separated between you and your God. Uh-uh. Your God. Uh-uh. Ain't about nobody else's God. So you say, my God shall supply all of my need according to my riches and glory in Christ. All that is good. Tonight, Prophet Isaiah says, but your iniquities, your sins, ooh, your sins have separated between you and your God, And your sin is more than one sin. Have hid your faith from you. Woo! Oh, my God. God said, I don't hid my face from you. Oh, my God. Y'all, this faith is deep. It's serious. Y'all better listen. You better listen. Take heed. He said, have hid his face from you, that he would not hear. Three. He would not hear from your hands of the fire with the blood, and your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies. You false prophet. He said, I didn't say it. You can read it tonight. Isaiah 59:2-3. Don't get mad at the word. So your hands are defiled. Your hands are defiled with blood. And your fingers, all 10 of your fingers, everybody got 10 fingers, right? And your fingers will iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Woo! Holy Ghost, check us tonight. Let's do a roll check. For the last time, you lied to God, not me, not Pastor E. Come on. He said, here right here in the word, your lips, not my lips, your lips have spoken lies. You ain't told one lie, lies, 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 lies. Mama say tell one lie, got to tell another lie. You tell one lie, okay. Fix the lie.
Dry.
Come on, somebody. Don't keep lying, fix the lie. Then you move on. He said your tongue has murder prevents, that means wrongdoing, you in error. You know what? I'm back on my feet now. I was on the edge, but I'm back on my feet now. Ooh, wrongdoing, he said you in error. Tonight, I'm telling y'all, the Holy Ghost said, are we quiet? Are we quiet? So tonight, let's do a roll check. Come on. I don't gave you three scriptures. The first one I gave you tonight was St. Luke 12:20, Romans 13:8, Romans 8:4, and the last one was probably Isaiah 59:1-3. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Tonight, right now. Stop saying stuff. God said, if you know God and said it, come on, somebody. If you ain't sure God said it, you need to go back and seek God and say, God, okay. Did you tell me to say this? Come on, somebody. You can't be assuming.
9-2.
I thought God said, but God said, he's going to make it plain. Ooh, tonight, in my closet, people of God, God said, I requirement a lot from you. I mean, you, Lisa Carroll, tonight, God said, I require a lot from you, Lisa. Tell the people, I require, man, for something from them in 2021. Come on, somebody. What you gonna do for God? We always asking God for everything. They're like, God, tell them, I said, I require, man, something from them and Twitter. I am that I am that I am. Come on, somebody. The Lord has made this plain. The Lord has spoken. I have gave you what God told me to give you. When the Holy Ghost says, dude, I'm going to do this one thing. I'm going to be finished. It said right here. In order to meet God's requirement, you, however, are not in the flesh but in the spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. Tonight, if anybody line ain't saved, oh, I'll get saved tonight. I don't want God to say, he said, if you ain't got this, you ain't got my spirit. If you ain't got Christ in you, you do not belong to me. So what Jesus said, I don't know who you belong to. Because if we got Christ in him, we are God's daughter. We are the ambassador. We are his daughter. We his son. So we're supposed to follow like Christ. Come on, somebody. We're supposed to talk like Christ. We're supposed to say what Christ says. We're supposed to love what Christ says. And do what God says. God said, I require one thing for you. Oh, no man, no. But to love them on tonight. I'm done. Mm-mm. I have paid you what God told me to give you. At this time, I'm turning back in the hand.
Amen.
Man of God, I'm finished. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. God bless you. Awesome word. Awesome word this evening. Let the fire be lit in this place today. You have done what God has sent you here on assignment to do, and we are excited for this word today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Come on, we'll open the line to anybody out there. Now, I heard that cry out there for one person that's on this line that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. Well, this is what this broadcast was all about. You can dial one right now. We get you a starter kit and get you in the game right away. It don't take. I know somebody told you it take 10 years. I know somebody told you it take 5 years. I know somebody told you it take. No, it's a right now move where you can confess, believe in your heart, and move in your new life in Christ right now and become who God has called you to be. So if you're in here and you want to and you got a comment, you have a shout out or need prayer, need a ear. Here we are for you. The woman of God has opened up the channel of the Holy Ghost to move tonight that we can rest in his presence. Amen. Minister Jerry, welcome to Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Good evening, beautiful family. Good evening. Praise God, Prophetess Lisa. Good evening, Pastor E and all the listeners. You have went in. You said you went in with him. And there's some requirements, you know. There's some requirements, you know. Like you said, you went in and he birthed it. Sometimes you can go in with God and we don't spend enough time in there with him to get a breakthrough and hear from him. But I praise God for you, sister. You gave a good word, good testimony. And like you said, why do we waste time calling the bishop, Pastor E, Mr. Terry, calling anybody in our down there when we got our main source right there? He will tell us, you go talk to Pastor E. Our Pastor E may know, you may know when he's hitting you already, you know, because, you know, that's the way the Spirit works. So, praise be to God. You know, this is just saying we all have time and we have to do more time and requirements of us to have more time in a relationship with him, because that's what he wants us to be, more like his son, Christ Jesus. His word transform us, you know, to his son. And if we don't spend time with him, it doesn't work. So we fail. We don't fail him, but we fail ourselves.
Yes.
So praise God for you, Prophetess Lisa. And I love you, my sister. Amen.
Amen.
I
love you, too.
Amen. Amen. Got a couple more minutes. Go ahead and dial one. Get in the conversation. Prophetess Charlene, welcome to the conversation. Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Praise the Lord. Prophetess Lisa, Pastor E, and Minister Terry, my God, this message was definitely like God had his belt smacking at me, like just correcting and rebuking. I said, that's the Spirit of the Lord that will do that to the body of Christ because he loves us so much. He's trying to wake up the world to repent, but definitely he has been speaking to his church to repent. And that go to that altar and let God, when you was talking about how God dealt with you, to put anointing oil on your tongue and what he wants you to speak and declare and decree and say whatever, however God deal with you. I thank God for the Holy Ghost because he will teach us. He will correct us. He will bring comfort. He knows what to do in warning. He knows what to do. And so it's so detailed, tailor-made to each individual child of God. And I thank God for his conviction to say, come and seek my faith. I created you and put your title on the altar and let me purify because I really want to deal with you. I want to deal with your attitude. I want to do. You said. I said, Lord, I'm over here laughing. She said, you love God, but you got a stank attitude. I said, Lord Jesus, you know God will call it out. When he call it out, he will call out every little thing that we are not pleasing him in and who, you know, because you know, people tend, or when you are who God called you to be, being imperfect, the Holy Ghost will say, wait a minute, the title don't save you. Jesus said, I came to save. So that rebuke that come from God, it's like, you know, you can't help but be humble because God's not impressed by who you say you are and this and that. But he has definitely awakened me to say, you know what? I said, Lord, I want to go to sleep. I'm tired. No, make yourself go to this altar and pray. Then you go to sleep. Give me your time so I can deal with that heart so then you can have some sweet sleep afterwards. And I said, well, Lord, I thank you. And so it's really this message is definitely it's like, how much do you love God? It's like God is like, you know, he loves us so much. He doesn't want us to be in the state that we're in. He wants us to be changed. And so I really can't say no more except that amen. And it was fire. Amen. God bless you.
Let the church say amen. Come on. Anybody else? We got a couple more minutes. Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Come on. Let's talk Jesus with Prophetess Lisa.
Let's talk Jesus.
Oh, this ain't, I mean, women speak now. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Women speak now with Prophetess Lisa. But let's still talk Jesus.
Women speak now. Women speak now. Good evening, everyone.
Go on.
Good evening, prophetess.
Bless you.
Lisa, prophetess Lisa Harris. How are you tonight?
I'm good. All is well. All is well, evangelist.
And all is good.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Oh, I just want to say awesome word. Awesome word. And guess what? The manna have failed tonight.
Thank you, Father.
The manna has failed tonight. Oh, my God. The manna has failed tonight.
Yes, God.
I was listening to you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As I was listening to you, minister, tonight, and you gave some scriptures, and one stuck in my spirit. Romans the 13th chapter. Praise your name, Jesus. One faith. You say, no man, nothing but the love of him.
That's the word. Come on. Yes.
Oh, no man. That's mean, oh, no one.
Yes.
Oh, no one, nothing but the love of him. So what it means here, what it's saying is to keep out of death. Keep out of debt. Because sometimes we could go above our means.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Jesus is telling us, love, oh, no one. Oh, no one. When you say, oh, no man, that's mean, oh, no one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you owe no one but the love here. And I want to say, if you won't talk about love, you really love. You truly love.
Amen.
You love your brothers and your sisters. And promises me, but let me tell you something else about this word, love.
Yes.
Love does no wrong to one. Listen, love does no wrong to one neighbor.
Yes.
It never hurts anybody. Love never hurts anybody. Therefore, we must love. Meet all the requirements. You talked about the requirements. Love never hurts anybody. Therefore, love meets all the requirements. That's what love does. It meets all the requirements. Are y'all there?
Yes, we are.
Love meets all the requirements. And it's the fulfillment of the law. Oh, no man, nothing but the love. Oh, me, nothing but the love me.
Yes.
Oh, me, nothing but the love me. This whole relationship with Christ is about love. That's why.
That's right. That's right.
God
that's right.
Sent his son into this world. This is why God sent his son into this world for the sins of the world. Because he loves us. All you
yes,
talked
he
about.
Did.
But this main scripture here, 13:8, is about love. Oh, no man, nothing but the love. And don't owe me nothing but the love me, okay? Love me. And mean you love me. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Just love me. Please love me.
Yeah.
Let's love each other.
Amen. Amen. Man, to God
Let's
be the glory. Hallelujah. Love
oh,
us,
Lord
love
Jesus,
us, love,
just
love,
us love each
that.
Other. Don't play. Just stop
Amen.
Playing with love. Love for real.
Amen.
I'm through.
Yeah,
that's right.
You have me running in here tonight.
Well, God bless you, Evangelist.
That.
God bless you. We are on Women Speak Now. We got about 2 minutes. We're 4 minutes over, but we got about 2 minutes for that last person out there that you haven't dialed one. You know you want to talk to someone about Jesus. You know you want to come on into the family. This is your opportunity to enter in the easiest way possible with people who are just like you, with no big eyes, no little U's, but we are all children of God, serving God as we believe in God. Amen. What an awesome word tonight, Prophetess. God bless you. You have done your assignment tonight. We thank God for you that you be enriched and replenished in every way that you have poured out, that now you will receive the harvest right now, that you will find the joy, the peace, and the revelation of the word that you spoke, that as you applied in your life, others will see the glory of God through you, that they know that they can do it too. Amen. Go ahead and pray us out of here. God bless you, family.
Like,
know that you are loved, God, and appreciated. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Hey, wait. I got one announcement. You know, this is the final weekend of the anniversary. We thank everyone who has already given congratulatories, have shout-outs and everything else. But we're going to be doing a Zoom broadcast this Sunday during the service to give those an opportunity to give a tribute live. Evangelist, I can't stop crying listening to your recording,
no.
And we definitely will be playing that loud on Sunday. But if someone out there wants to actually be on a live Zoom broadcast, I'm setting that up for tomorrow. We're going to do a tester tomorrow evening, and whatever time works for everybody, doesn't matter to me. We can do it early, we can do it late, but we need to do a tester that everybody sees how to mute yourself and be ready to. In your presentation, be photo ready, camera ready, and ready to go in excellence, and be at the time limit that we set. We're looking at about 4 minutes, five at the most, if the Holy Ghost just push you, but we want to give everybody that opportunity. If you can be here, we want you to be here. But we do know we have a lot of covenant partners across the country that can't be here in person, but everyone is going to get an opportunity to speak into my life on Sunday. And we want to give you that opportunity, but we're doing a tester tomorrow night. I will send that link out, but you let me know. You don't even answer now. Just text me, say I'm in, I want to be there, I'll send you the link. If you're not there tomorrow night, and it's no hit against you, but whoever's there tomorrow night is going to be the schedule we stick with for Sunday. There won't be any add-ins after tomorrow night, just to get a confirmation of who's dedicated to be there and be a part. We want everyone to be a part, and time isn't a limit. It's just a commitment that I can have a schedule for those who are coordinating and working a service to have, because they want me to step out of it and go from there. Amen. So let me know, and we'll send you those links to get you guys involved in it. And as I say again, I can't express the appreciation that I have already, but I know God is doing greater things, and this is just pushing us that we become more covenant to each other nationwide.
That's it.
That we can come to you. We're going to San Diego next. Now, Prophetess Prophetess Charlene has came up here twice for us and by herself. Well, the next outreach we do out of the outside of L.A. is going to be in San Diego. That's the next outreach. All she got to do is tell us when, and we come in with the speakers, the mics, the word, the food, and the other things we have, and we're going to service San Diego and covenant with them. Also in your area, your church, your ministry, we want to sow into you as you sow into us, that we are now sowing into good ground. And if you know me and I know you, we know where else should I sow? Except I know that it's going to do what it says it's going to do, but it's also going to produce a harvest from God because we've sown into good ground. This is the whole purpose of this celebration and anniversary for me, is that I could call out all my friends in church to say, we don't leave here the same. We're linked from now on. We're covenant from now on. And you know to call me. I know to call you, so that we can work together and then build other relationships in ministry. That's the kind of church that my dad and them used to have back in the day, is that they support each other. And I know it was a lot of services going, but they went. They took their choirs, they supported, they sold, and vice versa. They always did the same. We've got to get back to that. The old church mindset is that's where we go for relief. That's when we go for help. That's when we go for healing. That's when we go for shelter. That's when we go for food. That's when we go for housing is the church. That is our goal here at P2P Now Network and everything else connected to us. So thank you again. God bless you. And let me know if you want to be a part of it. I'll send you that link. And that service is 11 a.m. on this Sunday, Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Mountain, 1 on the Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern in your time zone. That is the hours that the service will be going on. So let me know. We'll get together. Prophetess, go ahead. Pray us out of here.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for a now word for the body of Christ on tonight. And God, just let off. And Father God, allow this word to soak inside of us tonight. Allow this word to go deep inside of us, begin to penetrate in us, God. And God, we will return back to the altar. And God, we will ask God, what is required for me to do after this night? So God, I cover everybody on this line on tonight. I cover their mind in the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood. Plant the blood on them tonight, God, that you will give them sweet sleep. Rest them in the Holy Ghost on tonight. And God, will be extra careful to give you praise and glory on them. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Good night, family. Know that you are.
God bless you. Good night.
We love you too, Prophetess. God bless everybody else. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And let me know if you want to be a part of that Zoom call tomorrow night and that tester. We love you guys. God bless you. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing, know that you are God's greatest miracle. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different.